Okay, so now we're going to take up a principle in mezuzah now, which is it's a fascinating principle, and it's called Hekartzir, which yeah, as you'll see, it's not so simple to understand how this works. I sent you guys those pictures, which should have helped insofar as understanding the parameters of the case as well as the solution. Okay. But coming up with a svar for this is not so easy. Okay. All right. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara on Lama Gimel Amal says, "Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the mezuzah holeich achar hekartzir." Okay. So in a case of when you need to know which side to put your mezuzah on, so we go based on the hekartzir. Okay. So the Gemara says, "What's a hekartzir?" Right, my Hekert's here. What is this thing? So the Gemara says, "Amar of Ada Avaksa." Okay, so what does that mean? Okay, what do you guys? What did Rashi say? What's the Avakta? It seems like the holes for the hinges, right? Now we got to be careful. It's not exactly they didn't exactly have hinges like we have today, but it's the area, the whole area, meaning WHOLE, that the door is going to swing back and forth from. Okay, so they look for the point where the door is attached to the door frame. Okay, and that's the Hekartzir. Okay, so the question is, so what would you be looking for before you look at the next point in the Gemara? So what are you looking for then? What's the Gemara suggesting? What are you looking for? There's why Hekartzir. That's what you would think, right? You would think it's going to delineate the entrance and the exit. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Hechidami. So what do you mean? What does it mean to say we go by the Hekartzir? Because normally speaking, right, do you need a Hekartzir? So the Hekartzir can't be obviously. No, but you know what the right side is. Right, it's obvious, right? Okay, so what's unique about this case? So the Gemara says, Hechidami. So what do you mean? What does it mean to say we go after the Hekartzir? You know, so you have to appreciate the Gemara's question here. The Gemara is saying, go step by step. First, it says, it gives 2 points. Number one, there's something called the Hekartzir. So the Gemara wants to know what the heck the Hekartzir is. And then the Gemara wants to know, well, what do you mean, holeich achar Hekartzir? Because we don't need a Hekartzir. Because we know if I build a house and I have a doorway from a Rishus HaRabim or the public area to my house, mezuzah goes on the right side. There's no chiddush there, right? So what exactly is the case? This is a fascinating thing. So the Gemara says, "Kigon pischa de bein tre bate," right? Bein be gavre le bein nashe. Okay. So what does that mean? You guys must have figured this out. What does that mean? You're right about the fact that Gemara is giving you a hint by calling it bias. But look at what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Adam shecholek beiso." So a guy divides up his house. Chetzio lehiluch anashim hamachzirim beiso. So he divides his house into two. He builds a wall, okay, with a doorway, and he divides his house up into two rooms, okay? One room is for the men, right? And the other one is for the women, so they could do their stuff in private, okay? Veish pesach bein zu lezu, okay? And there's an opening between each one. U pesach l'chol habayis l'shus harabim, right? And there's also, right, a separate entrance in each of those rooms to the outside, as you see in the picture, right? As the picture I sent you on Seer Bet, you see that each one has its own unique entrance from the outside to the inside, but there is a doorway in the middle separating the two rooms. Okay? So Vamrina come on, mezuzah derech yamin the biyev. And which side does the mezuzah go on, right? Normally, it goes on the right side, right? Based on what? No, I thought Rashi says, Labia Velolietzia, meaning, how do you know which side to put your mezuzah on? The normal way you enter into the room, right? So if you're going from the outside to the inside, right, where's the mezuzah going to, which side's going to mezuzah be on? On the right side, okay? But now you have an intriguing problem. V'hacha b'pesach shebein zu lezu. But when you have this opening, right, this doorway between the two rooms, right, lo yuda'inan, hey lachshov bia. So the question is, you don't know right? Which one is considered entering? Which one's considered exiting? This is one of the most common questions that come up. What does this question come up by normal mezuzah? By I'd say a more practical case today. So you don't know which way is entering, which way is exiting, right? What's the normal entering? What's the normal exiting, right? So Rashi says, Mahai lahai v'imahai lahai, ela hala, excuse me, ela holik achar chor, right? Shebesaf shetzir hadela sovebo, right? So what do you do? So now we're trapped. The Gemara says, Rashi says, we don't know what to do. We don't know which side to put the mezuzah on. Right? You got to put it on some side. So what do? We say, okay, fine. Well, let's find out. Now, let's be careful here. In other words, you look at where the hinge is, right? But what you're looking for is what? Shetzir del sovev bo. Hahut sad shachor bo. Chashev bias. V'derach yamin. Shenirasa bo nos de mezuzah. So what does that mean? What are we looking for from the door? You saw that from Tzir Aleph. What are they looking for? If you notice the hinge, it's not like today. The hinge is located on the outside of the doorway. If you look carefully, you see that's the case, right? So how do you know which side to put the mezuzah on? Right, but why? Why? Come on, look at Tzir Bet. What do you see that's interesting about Tzir Bet? So whichever direction the door swings into, right, that becomes the Derech Knesa. Again, look at the drawing. Wherever the door swings into, the door swings into the room, right? So however it swings into the room, right, the opposite side becomes a Makom Shel Mezuzah. Okay? Okay, is that a satisfactory explanation? What does the Rid add to this, right? What does he add? What does the Rid add? There you go. So the Rid says, he says in this Amar of Avia Avaksa, Perish, Chore Haaskupa, Shemechan Umichan, Sheshne Tzire Hadlasos, Sovin Behen, Keshe Soger Poseach, right? So the hinges of the door, right, revolve back and forth, right, or close and open on that thing. Achshav Nason the Chasimon. So now we have a simon, we have a sign. Shebemakom she'adam ose horn ba'askupa lahachnis sham tzir hadlasos. So wherever he decides to put the to link the hinge to, right, that'll put hang the door onto the hinges onto that hu chashav bias. He means bias that becomes like the entrance way, so to speak. What do you call it? Ukushabal likane satocho. Yosim ha-mezuzah derech yamin le-biyaso. Okay? And then and when he comes to put the mezuzah up, he'll put it to the right of his going in. Okay? And then he says, im b'bayis ha-pasuch l'shosh ha-rabim, ma'ani tzarech ha-kertzir, b'enim ya'ase achorim l'tzad panim, b'enim ya'ase osam l'tzad chus. Right? Sheyesh batim sh'atam moshech ilav et l'asos m'chutz l'tzad panim v'noel. V'az yovo chure ha-askupa b'chutz. Ma'bechach derech b'yaso le-beit tzad yamin. But so we have to understand what exactly, how does this Hecker Tzir work? Why is it solving the problem? What is the problem here, right? And why would Hecker Tzir be a good solution, right? I mean, if you think about it, what you should say at this point is, okay, well, no mezuzah, right? Or if you don't want to say that, right, you have two possibilities. You could say, don't put on a mezuzah at all. Maybe you could say this generates a patur from mezuzah. If there is no yitzir or bia side, or the other possibility is to say what? Is to say, pick a side. Right? In other words, what you're going to have to explain is, how does Hecker Tzir, why is this a viable solution to the problem? Because you're stuck with two possibilities. Either you could say no mezuzah at all, but no one wants to consider that possibility. But then why is Hecker Tzir a reasonable solution? Why did the guy just say, you know what? I'm going to put it on that side. Because what's the difference? At the end of the day, half the time he's right and half the time he's wrong. So why choose Hecker Tzir? At the end of the day, let's say I measured foot traffic as being 50% each direction, right? I mean, there's no way for me to ultimately know which one, where, when it's more often used as an entrance or exit. So then it doesn't matter which side the mezuzah is on. Either way, it's only going to work, so to speak, 50% of the time. Chazal don't want to leave a guy in suspense. They don't want a guy to be in a situation where he doesn't know which side to put the mezuzah on, even though ultimately it shouldn't make any difference, right? So they picked this thing called Heker Tzir. So we have to understand is what's the halachic concept here by Heker Tzir? How is this a viable solution to this state of suffix? You got to appreciate the order. You got to appreciate the order the Gemara goes in here. It's beautiful. Even though these are separate cases, there's some quite often you could find like a thematic conceptual stream that goes from one case to the other. Okay, remember the first case we did. Okay. What was the Gemara? What was the word the Gemara was darshaning with? Bisharecha. Okay. Now let's understand something, right? Bisharecha, right? Bisharecha, it tells you what? But that you're, yes, that's true. But think about it. Bisharecha refers to, right? Where does Sha'arim exist? What's the Shar referring to here? Yes, I know, but which door frame, so to speak, or what's the location of that door frame? Your entryway, right? So remember what we said last time? There is the entryway idea is that I'm transitioning from outside to inside. So when the Torah says Bisharecha, right, it's creating a paradigm. It's saying, okay, well, we're now going to say the chiyuv mezuzah, right, exists. We know exists on a mezuzah, on a doorframe. But Bisharecha teaches you that the normal concept is going from outside to inside. And that becomes the mechanism to determine where to put the mezuzah. Again, you're transitioning from going outside to inside. So that direction of outside to inside will now determine the placement of the mezuzah. Okay? What's the problem here? Thank you. There's no outside to inside here. There is no outside to inside. I don't just mean a locale. I mean the phenomenon of outside to inside doesn't exist. There is no outside to inside to speak of, right? Because that's what Rashi means. When he said it's not just an idea of it's 50-50. It's saying the very notion of an outside to inside transition doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. That's why, Avi, your question wouldn't be relevant at this point. It'd be the same thing by your question. Because if a guy goes equally from his dining room to his kitchen, back and forth, you're right, there is no outside or inside to speak of. There's no outside or in. There's no transition. If you want to put it in a little different way, just don't take this too far, but think about it for a second. In other words, in the Torah's paradigm, Bisharecha is referring to literally outside your house, going to inside your house. But now we have to understand, within your house now, right, when I'm going from room to room, that's not an outside to inside situation. You understand? I'm inside my house. Where's the outside to inside that exists inside my house? Second, right, you could even make the argument, I'm not saying this is true, but you could even say there's a havamina, but maybe you're pata from mezuzah, meaning there has to be another chiddush, which we'll start deriving later on in the Gemaras, about the idea of a mezuzah being required in the rooms in your house. We know that's true. In other words, Zeb, let's work backwards. We know you're chayat on a mezuzah on the door frames inside your house. That we know. But at the same time, the problem is that this concept of bisharecha, meaning a transition of outside to inside, just doesn't exist. Okay, so then what you would say is, what guide would we use inside our house? We'd use the guide inside our house to take the normative outside to inside travels, so to speak, and use that to determine where to put the mezuzah up on a doorway. But what do you do here? Here you don't have that. So what does the Gemara do by Heker Tzir? I think what Dardik is saying is correct. In other words, what a Chazal do by Heker Tzir, and this will go, I think this should answer David's question, is they said, well, you're right. There is nothing within the doorway itself of Derech Bia or Yetzia that could ever tell me which side to put the mezuzah on. That's an impossibility, right? But what could we do? So what we could do is we can take the chutz to bias standard, right? What's the chutz to bias standard? An outside to inside, right? And they can create that standard inside this situation, right? Through the swinging of the door. The swinging of the door, what is that really doing? What it's doing is it's taking the idea of outside to inside. You understand? It's taking it and giving it a halachic tzura to it.